Hey, everybody. Today we are here with Chris Pendleton from the Bing Maps team, and they are making some huge announcements, some really great features that are going to be available to you all right now, today, as we speak.
This is it.
And we've got a lot of ground to cover, so I'm gonna let you just start sort of take it and run with it and tell us what we can, one of the first exciting new features.
Absolutely. So first off, when you go to Bing Maps today, you will be asked if you'd like to participate in our new beta site.
Okay.
So the new beta site is all built in Silverlight, Silverlight 3. So Silverlight 3 means exciting, new.
What if you say you don't want to participate in the beta site? Do they give you like an Ajax version?
You can stay on the Ajax site, and you can get, you know, some flat tiles.
But you're not going to be living the life.
You really are missing out. You're really going to miss out. But it's there.
It's there.
If you don't want to experience the next generation, then you can stay there. That's
no
fine.
Pressure, people at home.
No
so
pressure.
What do you get from the new Silverlight
site? Okay, so really exciting thing. So I'm going to start a little bit of basics, some aesthetics. So first off, you'll notice brand new UI, all in Silverlight. So if you don't have Silverlight installed, you will have to install the plugin. But what you get, worth the benefit.
Absolutely.
First off,
I have Silverlight installed, so I'm ready to go.
You should. Okay, so Seattle. You'll notice I'm focused on Seattle. I live in Seattle, but this website told me, I know you're in Seattle. So some auto location detection's happening, centering me right on Seattle because it's where I am.
And how did it know that? Is it from just past queries or like you've one time told it your address?
No, it's actually doing some reverse lookups. So using either Wi-Fi hotspot,
right.
IP reverse lookup, maybe the location framework in Windows 7, maybe there's some magic happening.
Okay,
there.
Okay.
There's definitely magic
going on. We won't ask, but it knows
where
you are.
We know where you are. Okay, so with that information, we can then do some additional queries using some of the other Bing APIs. So first off, we get weather right away.
Great.
Temperature right in Seattle. In fact, if you do a search for another city, we'll also give you the weather of that city. So based on the center point of the map, we're determining where you are, but also where you're interested in and other things you might be interested in, such as weather.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you want to see some additional photos.
Great.
Right? So we're going to pull in.
So is that just like popular tourist sites, Pike Strait Market, stuff like that?
Things like that. Whatever is relevant to Seattle, hitting the Bing API for images.
Mm-hmm.
Just pulling that out. And also Photosynth. So we'll talk about that a little more depth,
okay.
But we're hitting the Photosynth APIs.
Sorry, my ears perked up.
Yep, and we're pulling in some Photosynth information. We're going to talk about that. We're going to get a little deeper on that.
All right.
What else? So with the Silverlight, go ahead.
Yeah, so essentially you just gave them a location, and it's sort of incorporating all this information which you used to have to go to separate websites for. It's all right there for you.
Right.
Awesome.
Exactly. And the thing is, you know, mapping in general has kind of been this segmented piece of information from search, but we're starting to roll and blend it all together. We want to blur the lines between mapping and location and search. It's all going to become one big pot of gold.
Great. Very informative.
Okay. So next, notice the navigation. We used to have kind of a clumsy navigation over here. In fact, if you're on the Ajax site, you can still use that navigation. It's there for you.
Okay, for people who are attached to the old ways.
But for the bleeding edge people, we moved the navigation down here. You'll notice we've got a zoom in and zoom out with some predefined zoom levels here.
Yeah.
So I can actually zoom in and
all
I can zoom out to predefined areas. So we've got neighborhood, city, region, all the way out to the entire world.
Cool.
Okay. Some aesthetics. You'll notice that I didn't change or specify the map style. It was automatically changing for me. So if I am at the global level, we found users like to see an aerial or satellite image.
Mm-hmm.
And if they zoom in, they like to switch it to the road.
Mm-hmm.
And then if they zoom in even further or all the way down the neighborhood, then we start to see some...
You're in the middle of the lake there.
I'm in the middle of the lake, but the reason I'm in the middle of the lake is I want to hide what I'm going to show.
Gotcha.
In the next segment.
Everything with a purpose, Chris. Okay, so it brings it right on in as close as possible.
Exactly. So let's take a sneak peek at some new map modes. So,
all right.
With the Silverlight control, we're able to extend some of the map modes that we have today. Right? We have our roads, we have our aerials, we have our bird's eye. Well, now we're going to introduce some new map modes.
All right.
I know you're excited
about
this.
You've been biting your tongue for long enough.
Exactly.
Let's
so,
tell them.
All right. So first off, let me tease a little bit longer. Let's switch to Bird's Eye.
Okay.
We have Bird's Eye today in the Ajax site.
For sure.
But now we've got Enhanced Bird's Eye, okay? And Enhanced Bird's Eye has a couple different functions, okay? In the cities, we've got, or in the urban areas, I should say, we've got now, what we have done is taken our 3D models and put them into a 2D space, but we still have that 3D perspective in Silverlight 3. So what we have here is a 2D image of our 3D buildings integrated with our orthophotography.
Wow.
All into a 2D space. So we're zooming in. Let's zoom out.
So seamless.
Like that?
It's
the aesthetic. It's the seamless aesthetics of Silverlight. So the multi-scale imaging provides that in Silverlight. But as you'll zoom in, you'll see, whoa, we've got some buildings jaunting out here. What is that? Those are the 3D buildings that we used in our Bing Maps 3D control.
Yeah.
We actually have a processing center that uses photogrammetrics, so stereos and photos to create 3D models. Okay. We take the 3D models out. We put them into this 3D control as a document managed control. You can still download it.
Mm-hmm.
It's all fun and games. But this is now flattened out. So this allows us to use the Silverlight plugins to expose our 3D models to all users.
So this is actual 3D modeling, I mean, because it almost looks photographic.
Yeah, it's photogrammetric.
Photogrammetric.
So
I was so close to say that.
It was so close. So, and in line with our 3D control, you can rotate these. So let's give ourselves some real estate, right?
Okay.
A lot of people don't realize that you can expand and close this, so
okay.
I need to highlight that feature. But yeah, so let's just back out. We'll get a grander view of Seattle if we want to rotate this. And you see the transitions in Silverlight allow us for...
I was honestly just going to ask you, I was like, am I stuck looking at that one angle?
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't want to make you say no, but I should have asked.
Why would we want that? We want to see all sides of the buildings.
That's great.
We'll continue to rotate this around. And just really, you know, the thing that's great about this is we're backed out at a zoom level that lets us get a grander view of the city, but rotate around a single point and not get lost.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of what happens when you rotate a map is people tend to get lost. So a couple things about the map. You'll notice if I don't touch my mouse for a few seconds, the labels fade away.
Yeah.
Makes for a prettier picture. More aesthetics, again, and user-friendly. As soon as I pick it up, the labels turn back on. But you also see these dotted lines. These dotted lines represent where we understand there's a road going behind the buildings, and this is all part of the photogrammetric processing, where we know there's a road here. So you see a solid line, but we know the building's in the way.
Mm-hmm.
We want you to know there's still a road there, and we know there's a road there, so we dot the lines.
Great.
So again, just another user feature that makes it easier to use Bing Maps and really navigate your way around without getting lost.
Love it.
Right, so now, if you'll notice, as we zoom in, the models turn to photos.
Oh, wow, look at that. It's amazing how similar the photos and the models actually are. I mean,
let me compare.
You guys did a great job, yeah.
And you'll notice the scale of the models matches in line with the actual photos. So when we zoom in, now we're transitioning to the actual photo. And the photos are very high resolution, very rich, very beautiful photos.
For sure.
And you could still rotate these around. So these are the photos that you saw originally on Bing Maps. These are the bird's eye photos. But now, because we're in a Silverlight experience, we can add the models in a 2D space with 3D aspects. But we can also blend it now into our actual photos of our bird's eye photos. And
it still shows the streets behind the buildings. You haven't lost any functionality.
Exactly. Still got the dotted lines. And in bird's eye today, we've got scenes. You get to the edge of the scene, we load a new scene. We've mosaicked all of the bird's eye into a seamless stitch so you can scroll infinitely.
Great.
And you'll see the scenes blend together now. So a nice feature enhancement to our bird's eye to allow for a more rich experience right on Bing Maps.
Dude, you can spend days just scrolling around. It's like going on vacation. I can go anywhere I want.
You can scroll from Seattle to Boston right down the 90.
Awesome.
That's up to you.
Look how much money you just saved me.
Okay. So I'm not going to tease you anymore. Let's bring it on.
All right, this is it. This is the big wow.
This is the big wow. So today we are unveiling our street side imagery.
Okay.
And we're going to take the blue man here. And the blue man turns on the grid where we have all of our imagery covered.
Okay.
For street side. And we can just plop him anywhere we want. Or we can actually geocode. We can go somewhere else. Where would you like to go? Maybe Rodeo?
Drive.
We'll just go to Rodeo Drive.
Sure. You buying?
You know,
go.
I think you might make more than me. So we can actually get down to Rodeo and turn on our blue man. We can see the grid here. Drop him anywhere. We'll just drop him right here. And let's get down to Rodeo.
Get out of here.
Looks like a beautiful day in California,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, what else is new?
Exactly. So yeah, notice. Okay, first off, did you see the transition?
It drops you from a top-down perspective to now a man on the street.
We're man on the street.
Yeah.
But it was a seamless.
We're street side.
We're street side. but that was a seamless integration. We went from.
Oh,
you know,
Daytona Way or Dayton Way. Yeah.
Home in LA, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So we went from an ortho view.
Yeah.
To our enhanced bird's eye, to our bird's eye mosaics. And now we're in street side,
awesome.
All in silver light. We haven't left silver light, so there's
it's
no
amazing. Yeah.
There's no other environment.
I mean, you're all on the same page.
We're
you haven't,
we haven't
changed that URL.
All we did, we went to California.
Yeah, right.
It's a beautiful day. So.
Now, can you move the blue man throughout that scene?
Absolutely. So let's talk about the features within street side. So we can take this blue man. You'll see him scale as he moves down the street. He gets smaller as he gets closer. He gets bigger.
And his little hand, does that mean he wants to turn?
That means he found some vector geometry.
Oh.
Yes.
He's so smart, blue man.
He is a smart guy. So you'll see here, he's round. He's got an ellipse on the ground here.
Yeah.
As we're moving down, this represents that he's standing on the ground. But
when he floats,
he throws his shield up. He's identifying that he's found a surface.
Okay.
And you'll see as we move around different buildings and stuff, the surface will change based on the shape of the actual building.
Now, let me ask you something, because, the photo was taken, I don't know how long ago, but I'm assuming these cars aren't still sitting right there. Mm-hmm. Will he recognize the cars as a surface or just buildings?
No, the cars blend in.
Wow.
We have software, we're a software company.
Yeah.
We might have a few things here and there.
A trick or two up your sleeve.
The software does a lot of things. One of them is blanket out cars, but we also do privacy. So we've got to talk about privacy. License plates, obfuscated faces. Blurred. So that way we protect the privacy of the people on
the
street.
That's great. And you're not, constantly seeing, what does the blue man see? What does the blue man see? And it's just a car that you can't really see.
Exactly.
Gotcha.
So let's move. Let's walk down the street a little bit.
Okay.
So first off, you'll see the compass is tilted now because we're in a different view, right? We've got our navigation still in place. So you can actually zoom in and out of an image. So we get super high res photos when we do street side. In fact, we're using that same photogrammetric camera that we use for our 3D model creation. We use the same ones, but a mobile version of it to create these. So you'll see here, now we're rounding the building. See that?
He knows
there's a curve there. So that enables us to identify geometries in the world. Maybe something we might use in the future. I don't know.
Unreal. Now, is this, I know you mentioned a little bit, but would this be the proper time to talk about the photosynth integration? Because it appears synthy in the sense that you can sort of move in and around the picture.
It does seem synthy.
Is it?
It is, because we do use some photosynth elements here, but we're going to talk about that in a second. I'm going to leave you hanging a little bit.
No, I'm enjoying this now. I didn't mean to interrupt. Tell me more.
Let's just walk down Rodeo. I mean, we can walk down Rodeo Drive. This is fantastic, right? But so a couple things. First off, you'll see we've got the lines here for the actual route geometry.
Yep.
Roads are labeled so you don't get lost. That's our one thing. We don't want you to get lost. But what's this guy? The running man. Yeah. Replicated.
Does that mean Quick Cartier has a sale?
That means I like that. Yes.
No.
Bulgari. It's Bulgari.
Bulgari. Gotcha.
The running man's great because instead of going one scene at a time, you can scoot way down the block. So the typical scenario is that, you go one scene to the next scene to the next scene.
Right.
We're going to let you jump down a few scenes.
Right.
So the running man allows you
pass
to
pass right
that.
Through traffic.
Yeah, exactly.
Just zip right on over.
LA traffic, no problem.
No problem. You got the running man.
Exactly. And then, just being able to zoom in and out on any of the imagery.
That's great. How close can you get?
Actually, really close. We can stretch these images pretty far. There you go. You can read Todd's.
Yeah.
I hope it's Todd's.
Yep, it's Omega Watches. Lovely.
Notice the weather change, by the way. 75 degrees right now.
No longer in Seattle, Chris.
Every day in Seattle has a silver lining, right?
Look at the sort of electro-acidic clouds hovering over L.A. There's some pollution.
We call that smog.
Smog, exactly. You won't see that here in Seattle.
No, our clouds are
different.
That's
awesome. I love it.
Okay, so search is integrated with Streetscape. Okay, so let's do this. Let's get out of this first. So we're going to bump out to just our map. So again, hip.
So you've left street side.
We're leaving street side.
Okay.
We'll be back.
Okay.
But I just want to, show the transition out of street side, that natural transition in and out, because it's really, kind of trippy, but very
yeah,
cool.
Yeah, it's right? So fluid. It's, you know.
Let's do a search
as I said,
for
seamless.
Hotels in Kirkland, Washington, okay? We'll do that search. Now, the search queries now have listings, including links to street side where it's available. So we can look at something like the Heathman Hotel, okay? And you see we got a number of options going here, and we can just click street side. And this will zoom us down. Again, I just love this transition. It just makes me feel like I'm flying.
Like you're in like warp mode, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Woo! I'm in.
Look at this. Front of the hotel, accurate geocoding right on top of the actual building, and maybe a little augmented reality there with putting our push pin in front of a photo.
Right.
So some fantastic stuff that really makes you feel like you're there, and the push pin guy, maybe we get with these guys and just put like a
push pin. It's great. What a great way to really check out a hotel you want to stay at, you know, a friend's house you may want to go to, mm-hmm. you know, a nightclub, a location, anything, you know, rather than the doctored up images that they may be presenting to you, mm-hmm. you know, you're really, really showing it. It's great.
Absolutely. Yeah. So you want to talk about Photosynth?
I do.
I know you're
I mean, I do like Photosynth.
Photosynth is fantastic. And in Silverlight 3, it really provides for a nice experience.
Okay.
But I'm going to tell you that Photosynth is integrated into the search results. In fact, anything you search for, you'll actually get Photosynth results on the map. You just get little push pins to allow you to explore. But
okay.
If you really want to get deep in Photosynth, you want to get into the application gallery.
Okay.
Bing Maps is now a platform for building applications on our consumer offering. Okay?
Okay.
What that means is we've created some applications, some fairly interesting applications, that will allow you to visualize your geospatially referenceable data on Bing Maps consumer site.
Okay.
So our consumer site is now hosting applications that...
And these applications can be built by any developer? Are you giving out an SDK? Like,
not right now.
Not right now. So you're building the applications.
But here's the concept.
Okay.
So we load up our map applications, and you can select from a few different ones. What we've done is we've transformed our Bing Maps site from just a feature-rich site
right.
to a site with multiple applications. So, for example, traffic was a feature of Bing Maps.
Sure.
Now it's an application on Bing Maps. So if you want to see traffic and traffic cams and things like that, you just load the traffic app. But, you know, of course your favorite app is going to be Photosynth.
Well, I mean, there's a lot of other good apps. Don't put me in that hole just yet. Don't box me in, buddy.
All right, let's load the Photosynth app. So Photosynth app is based on a geospatial reference. If you have uploaded a Photosynth on photosynth.com and you placed a push pin in the world where it belongs,
yes.
we index that into Bing Maps. So if you're building Photosynths on photosynth.com...
Anybody out there.
Anybody.
Yep.
Free of charge, by the way. Reference it. Geo-reference it. So there's an option to do that. Not everybody does that. I don't know why. But if you georeference it...
They didn't know about it until now.
Maybe. But if you georeference it, we'll index it in Bing Maps, and your sites will come up in the search results. So let's check out Seattle here. We're going to actually do some Photosynth hunting now. So you'll see these green dots. Another thing to notice, mm-hmm. multiple searches happening. We've got they look like pinkish purple. Pins representing hotels.
Okay.
Now the green ones representing Photosynth, so the concept of multiple searches at one
now,
time.
Now, is it referencing hotels because that was what your previous query was, or will it always give you hotels? Mm-hmm. Okay, so it's incorporating data that you've already asked for.
Every search query that I start adding is going to become a new layer of pins on Bing Maps.
Gotcha.
So you can have multiple queries going at one time represented by different colored pins. All right, so we can take a look at these Photosynths, right? Let's get down in here. Let's get down and dirty. All right, so we've got some Photosynths up in here. And I don't know, let's just see. Here's a good one. So we've integrated with...
Someone's house is for sale.
Someone's house is for sale.
And they created a synth. I love technology.
Okay, so synth is a fantastic way to sell your home, by the way, or at least show it off. So here we've got a push pin. We've got a little pop-up. Well, let's dive in, right?
Yeah.
We like to dive in. Okay.
At warp speed.
Let's do it. Are you ready? Are you sure?
I'm ready. I was born it.
We are in Silverlight 3. So that means we've got some perspective 3D with the canvas that we can do. Maybe a little tilt and twist. And then load the Photosynth right in there.
Wow.
And start exploring the actual synth. And this synth is actually very robust. You can actually walk through this house. We've got the new features of highlights. Oh, yeah. You want to go to the living room? Like, as the developer of this particular photosynth, they set up highlights. So we want to see the sales sheet. Let's take a step back, walk to the sign. Walk up to the sales sheet. We can zoom in, right? We're all in Silverlight. It's going to perfect that image as it downloads more bits. And it gets, but you know what?
Oh.
Okay, see? Now we can read that.
I can read it.
Let's go to the living room. Not just zip you to the living room, walk you to the living
room. Walk you to the living room.
We walked right through to the actual living room. And we're still in Bing Maps.
Lovely home.
We're still in Bing Maps. We haven't left yet. So again, this is all integrating that whole search experience into one aggregated experience. Let's go to the powder room. We're going to have to turn around for that one. How about master bath? Well, we're going to have to back up, go upstairs.
That's great.
And head into the master bed and then the master bath. And, you know, with photosynth, I love photosynth because you could take an image. The higher resolution the image, the more you can zoom into actual photos like this.
Wow.
So it downloaded all the pixels necessary at the zoom position based on what I was looking
at. I mean, it's just unreal to think in a few clicks you've gone from a global view to the inside of someone's bathroom and a photograph sitting on the counter.
Yeah.
Boom!
Boom.
Creepy.
We're way up high.
But awesome.
We're looking at models. We're looking at bird's eye photos and obliques. We're looking at street side imagery. We're in people's houses.
You're in people's houses.
We're everywhere.
That's awesome.
Yes. So some exciting things.
What a great tool for stalkers.
Yeah, exactly. This is all voluntary.
All voluntary. No, I'm just
your own house.
I'm blown away. I think it's I could spend all day just playing, and I know that it's meant for like information, and but seriously, it's a toy for someone like me. It looks like fun.
It does, and you know what? There's also eye candy for the real geeks out there.
Okay.
Because we can take all the photos and create a point cloud.
Okay.
So the point cloud shows all the overlapping points within the synth. And then once we get the point cloud loaded, we can actually hover over the different points to see what photo it's looking at. You see the projection coming out from the points just as we kind of navigate.
So does that give you any idea, just curious, of how many photos he put in that synth? I mean, I'm imagining
it's right
a massive
over here. 562 photos.
I would have thought more. That's
100% synthy.
Yeah.
That means all the photos, one object, one Silverlight object. So sometimes, you don't get them all together. But
right. Either the texture isn't right or you miss a spot. Yeah, but, he's a master synther, that David.
Yeah,
David Blue Ridge.
David is a master synther, yeah. So, but if you look at this, the important key is that because of this synth, we were able to recreate a rendition of this house in 3D.
So
you see all the points. Have recreated all the intersection points from all the photos. Have recreated this in 3D.
Unbelievable.
Yeah. So the point cloud is critical to getting a really good view of what this place is going to look like.
Very cool.
It's almost matrixy.
It is. I love it. So there's photosynth in the app gallery.
Yeah. When I actually,
and that's all available right now.
That's available right now.
Love it.
Go. And when I'm looking at this, the point cloud, I feel like I'm just looking at this. Is when I go to take a photosynth of something.
Is how your vision
I'm
works?
I'm like Neo, right? I just see point cloud. You
see point clouds.
So, exciting things with that. The other thing I wanted to show was a killer app that we're launching in partnership with Twitter. And this is using the Twitter geolocation API. The big change, and people are probably like, oh, I don't understand, people mash up Twitter all the time. Well, most of the geolocation map Twitter mashups were based on the profile of the user.
Okay.
So I'm a tweeter. I'm based in Seattle. So no matter where I was, if I was tweeting, it would show me in Seattle. But now the geolocation API with Twitter allows you to grab the GPS from your mobile device or, from some other.
So if I'm tweeting from my phone, it would know where I was type of thing?
Exactly.
Okay.
So if you look at any kind of mobile device that has GPS or even using the cell networks, we can identify where you are. Or I should say Twitter can.
Right.
Using some of the mobile platforms that are available on the devices that you're using. And determine where you are and send a lat long up with the tweet. Now they're passing that back down in their APIs, and we've aggregated it into a Twitter Maps application right on Bing Maps. So now in the app gallery, or maybe we should call it the map gallery, you can actually load Twitter and just load tweets. You can do by username and handle things like that.
Can we take a look at that?
Yeah. Yeah, so we're really excited about the partnership with Twitter
for
and getting their tweets right into the application.
Twitter.
Too.
It's
really
big fan.
Yeah, it's really
all
fun.
Social networking.
So it's a killer application. Go into the app gallery and check it out. It's,
definitely.
It's super hot.
Guys, it's a lot of work.
We are a busy crew, I will tell you that. So last thing I want to show, just to kind of wrap it up, So we had this very popular feature, and we still have it on the Ajax site, called one-click directions.
Yep.
Okay. Now we've integrated one-click directions into the Bing Maps beta. Okay.
So like half-click directions?
I mean, I wish we could improve
no-click
on
directions.
It. Yeah.
No-click.
How do you get better than one-click?
That'd be hot. Yeah, actually. So I did a search for Seattle. I'm going to click directions. And what it'll do here is it's taking the four cardinal directions. Well, we got three because we're in Seattle. There's nothing west of us.
No.
So what we're going to do is we can actually click from the north, from the south, from the east, or we can put an address right into the feed here.
So essentially you used to have to click something to get those compass directions. And now, so it is no-click directions.
It kind of is
no-click. There you go.
At least it's no left click or right click. I should say. Well, so anyways, so integrating one-click directions right in here. And in fact, this was Bill Gates' favorite feature. He called it Party Maps.
Oh, did he?
Because he was a rager. I mean, the guy rages, right? But no, he dubbed it Party Maps because it showed you, no matter where you were coming from, how to get to the party.
Right.
Bing Maps is the new party.
Did Bill tell you that personally?
I wasn't there.
All right, well, there you go. Bing Maps is a new party. Thank you. I love it. First of all, Streetside's awesome. I love the Photos integration. Yeah. It's a lot of new stuff to be excited about.
Enhanced bird's eye, all that. Plus, there's more. Developers.
Oh, here you
party
go.
On our platform. Right, we talk about party?
Yeah.
You want to talk about party? You party on our platform. We've got full-blown APIs that we launched a few weeks ago for Silverlight. Okay, we've got our Silverlight map control. It's out there. Very, very soon, developers will have access to these map modes as well. So developers can start incorporating our Streetside, our enhanced bird's eye into their own applications and annotate all of that. So not just, I want a dumb map that's in my application to show a Streetside photograph.
Right.
I can actually annotate it. I can put pushpins in the ground. I can put pushpins in the side of the wall. I can put signs on my building. I can do whatever I want because it's built on
Silverlight.
Yeah, so exciting times.
Absolutely.
.NET developers are really excited about this. And even if you're not a .NET developer and you want to build in Silverlight, the Bing Maps platform actually has a JavaScript interface. So
you guys thought of everything.
You can write JavaScript and still get Silverlight.
All right. Well, thank you very much. Very exciting. I hope you guys will go and check it out. It's Bing Maps, but definitely check out Streetside, the newest component. All right. Thank you.
Absolutely.